What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
Nice. Switching it up?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm trying new things, you know?
That really came off super natural.
I know. As it was coming out of my mouth, it felt worse and worse.
Like, should we do a redo?
Maybe.
No. Yeah. We're keeping it. I'm going to hit you with a question right now.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to hit all of you with a question right now, and you're going to have to think on it for a fucking second. For a fucking minute, baby girl.
For a fucking hour?
Yeah, maybe. If you don't block your ex, were you ever really in love with them?
Whoa.
I mean, what's your like first response to that question? Like, what's your initial
reaction? Ask the question again.
If you don't block your ex, were you ever really in love with them?
Can I use a lifeline?
No. This is our fucking podcast. You guys at home are not allowed to use a lifeline either. Okay. I want you guys to come to honest like terms with that question.
Yeah.
Did you block them because you're in love with them and you can't stand the thought of seeing them happy, sad, in a relationship, not in a relationship, on a walk with their fucking dog? You block them because you can't stand the sight of their face because no matter what they're doing, it hurts just that bad. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what you have to do in a breakup. Like, to really, really break up, like, you have to just fucking cut the cord. And yeah, that probably means blocking, because otherwise, like, there's still, like, the chance that, like, they pop up or, like, you know, whatever. Or yeah, that temptation. And I mean, obviously, like, you have full control to block or unblock them anytime that you want. But I don't know. Try to hold yourself to that principle a little bit. Mm. But yeah, I think, yeah, initially, like, you block somebody because you're like, I just fucking can't.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like you can't stand the thought of them doing literally anything without you there. And I don't mean that in like a, I have to be by your side. I mean like the thought of them living a different life without you there
is not something
you can handle when you first break up.
Yeah, when you first break up. Yeah, that's 100%. Yeah.
I guess I'm asking this question because I've had multiple exes. I mean, I don't like, I've had maybe three.
No brag?
No, three. I've had three exes.
Okay.
And not my recent ex, the ex before that, mm-hmm. I never blocked because I, looking at it today, I mean, even after, I was like, I don't think I was ever really in love. I think I was in lust, and I think I was young and they were older, and like we had, you know, our lives, like what we had at that moment, like worked during that time period of my life. And we had fun together and all that stuff. But like when it came down to like a deep love, mm-hmm. I don't know that we had that. And so like I never felt the need mm-hmm. to block them. I could stand the thought of like seeing their page, seeing their shit, seeing them move on even. And I was like, bet, great, like good mm-hmm. for you. Like we're just not good for each other anymore. Like our lives are just not aligned anymore. But like the most recent ex that I blocked, mm-hmm. I'm literally sitting here saying to myself, why do I have to literally block you? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is it because I love you?
Well, kind of what you're saying, though, goes against of what you're saying, I think, in a sense of like what you were talking about with your previous ex of mm-hmm. like, you know, you were happy to see him be happy and like be on his merry way. And isn't like the saying like if you truly love something or somebody, you let them go? And like,
no, I want her to be happy, but I can't see her shit. Like I don't want to see what she's doing. I don't want her to know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I kind of want us to just be completely separated. And like the thought of us, even like me even seeing an Instagram story or like the slightest thing,
yeah.
I can't handle it.
Right.
And I'm like, why is it such a, and the other argument to this too, right, is that if you have a healthy relationship, you can break up and not block each other because you just recognize that you two are not, yeah, you just recognize the two of you are not meant for each other anymore, but like you can both move on and like be cool and be friends. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's like, you were ever, I mean, sorry, this is, some of you are going to disagree with me. I don't think if you guys just break up and you're immediately friends, you were never in love with them. Because how can you be best friends with someone that you just broke up with and like it's like all good, and then you see them on a date with someone and you're like, oh yeah, good for you. Like that's not real. So when you guys break up and you get the like, can we just be friends text, Absolutely fucking not, bro. We cannot be friends. No, I don't want to go get a fucking smoothie and go to the movies when I'm literally in love with you. So I know there's an argument that, like, yes, you, like, if you're in a healthy relationship and you guys break up, you can handle the thought of seeing them with someone else. The other side of that, maybe it's not love. Maybe it's that you guys were in such a toxic situation, like me and my ex were, that you have to block each other because it's toxic. But, like, just because something's toxic doesn't mean it wasn't real. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
So does that mean that I had to block her because we were so toxic? Does it mean that I had to block her because we were so toxic and in love? Does it mean that I had to block her because I'm like, I recognize you're not good for me and this is never going to go anywhere? I know I'm word vomiting right now, you guys. But, like, I still truly do think that blocking equals you love them.
Okay, so what is love, man?
Fucking deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pull out your pens and paper for this one.
Yeah, I mean, don't take my word for it because...
Well, that's what I'm asking. What is your definition of love? Because, yeah, that's the point.
I have never felt the way I did about anyone the way I felt about her.
But what is that feeling? That's not a feeling.
I felt... Dude, do you want me to, like, cry or something?
Low-key, yes.
Fuck, man. I don't know. I mean, I blocked her, like, literally 48 hours ago, you guys. So, like, fuck me. I think it's just the way I felt around her, about myself and, like, about her and, like, who we were together. Like, I can't explain it, I guess. I felt extremely happy all the time. And I would do anything for her. And, like, literally anything she did, I was just like, I, like, thought was cute, endearing. Like, I know I'm being cheese ball right now, but, like, I just, everything, I don't know, we just aligned. We had chemistry. We were just like it, you know? But just because you feel like that doesn't necessarily mean that the lows are worth it. You know what I mean? Or I'm sorry, that the highs are worth it, because they're not, you know? So, like, that's fucked up, but, like, what are you going to do? Because otherwise you're just going to be in a long-term toxic relationship, which is going to break both of you. So, yeah, like, the only answer is to block them. You have to just keep reminding yourself, like, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And blocking is the only answer, even though it sucks. Her.
I think, though, that it...
I mean, dude, go ahead.
I don't think that love is like,
you blocked your ex, the first ex.
Yeah.
First ex.
Yeah.
You blocked her.
Yeah.
Because why? Like, why did you feel the need? Why?
Because I had to, because that was about me. It wasn't about her. I knew that if I had any sort of way in, I would take it. If I had any way to stay connected, I would stay connected. This applies to my first ex. This applies to my most recent relationship, because both times, you know, there was the breakup moment, but we continued talking well beyond the point in which we should have if we had, quote unquote, broken up. And each time, yeah, exactly that point just came where I was like, bro, I just need to be fucking done. I was pretending like, yeah, we're talking less, but, like, you know, we're still talking. So, like, it's still okay, but we're not, you know, like, just that fucking bullshit that you, like, hold on to because you're in so much pain and in so much grief. When in reality, holding on to it is doubling it and tripling it and quadrupling it, you know, over and over and over, time and time and time again. So yeah, both times I just got to a point where I was like, this is it. Like, I'm fucking done, because I know that this is not part of my life. This is not for my life right here and right now. And unfortunately, the way that I function, I cannot, like, compartmentalize well enough to have both of these elements in my life. So for me to say that, you know, this arm of my life, whatever relationship it is that I'm in, is done, is dead, is over, I have to let it go. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, like, the other shit just is dragging along behind it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, then it just got to a point where both times I just, like, cold fucking turkey, like, it was it. And that, not until that point was it when I was actually able to really fucking move on.
Mm-hmm. There's also some sort of like pride and like, I don't know. I don't want to say satisfaction because it still, it feels like shit when you block someone. It doesn't feel good, but there is a sense of relief that you get when you block someone because it's kind of like when you, and I don't mean blocking, like block them and then hope that they hit you up on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, mm-hmm. Gmail. Like, I mean, you're truly fucking done and you actually block them with the intention of not speaking to them again.
Yeah.
That feeling is really shitty, but also relieving in a sense
yeah.
because it's like, okay.
Well, it's empowering.
Yeah, it's empowering in the sense like you're like, okay, I'm taking control of my life again because I sense that this is toxic for me and I have to end it.
Yeah.
Even though it sucks, I have to do it.
Yeah.
So it's like when you get that feeling and the other person isn't ready for it yet, like they were like, no, I was still ready for another year, another week, another day of what we're doing, even though we both know it's shit. Today, and then the next day it's high, you never fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's hard when your intention is to truly block them on every single platform and like truly not talk to them. And they are trying to weasel their way back in. My ex isn't doing this, but I feel like your ex did. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she called the shots for so long in your guys' relationship
mm-hmm.
that when you finally were like, I'm done. I mean, bro, how many times did she try to get on you? I mean, literally friends of friends hitting up Madison, literally like watching my shit,
yeah.
sending you letters. I mean,
she hit me on Pinterest. Of all places.
Dude, when have you guys gotten Pinterest, bro?
So I was out then at lunch with my next girlfriend and I see this bitch's like best friend, like is at the same restaurant. So of course inside I'm like, fuck yeah. You know what I mean? Cause like I'm out with my girlfriend's hot as fuck. Like, you know, like it was just like, I was hot as fuck. Like it was just a moment, you know, or like in this restaurant in Culver City where like every wall is windows, you know, and it's like the sun is setting. I just look fucking flames,
you're like,
you know,
I knew this is going to happen. Yeah. It's fuck like, yeah. you know, when you yeah. run into your ex and you're like, literally like you have like pimples all over your face, you're in a hoodie and you're like at the grocery store and you're like, you're the last fucking person I want to see right now. Madison's like, I look like a dime right now. My girl looks like a dime. And I see my ex's best friend at the adjacent table.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like, oh my God. I just like, I'm thinking
how happy were you?
I was so fucking happy. This is how happy I was. I saw her and I like purposefully put my arm like around my girlfriend.
Go.
No. I didn't want to like make contact. So I was like,
strut to the bathroom and just give her and just be like, hi, how are you? Oh yeah. Meet my fucking hot girlfriend. No, you put your arm around your girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll shut the fuck up once again.
Oh, once again. Can never get through a story like in one breath, you know? And then like I kissed her or like something, you know, like really just like
rubbing it
the fuck in, you know? Guess where I get hit? Literally like the next day. I get hit from friends. I get hit on Instagram. I get hit fucking any and everywhere that I can.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, this bitch has a fucking letter that she's written to me that she really, really, really needs to share.
Like on, like she typed it or she wrote it with a feather pen?
Bitch, she probably wrote it in my blood, to be honest, you know, like was doing a fucking sacrifice with it. Like no bullshit. So.
Jesus, dude.
She hits me all of a sudden, you know, because she knows that I've moved the fuck on.
Always when you move on.
And not only did I move on, I moved the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, my girlfriend is so fucking hot. Like, it's just dumb. You know what I mean? So, anyways, because I knew that the friend would tell her.
Of course.
And she did. So, all of a sudden, you know, now that I'm up and at 'em and, you know, doing my fucking thing, this bitch, you know, needs to tell me that.
Wait, hold on. I thought you didn't read, or did you read the letter?
No, I never read it.
Maddie didn't, you guys, listen how fucking savage this is. She gets a letter from her ex, knowing full well.
Dude, this should have been my rejection story.
Oh, I know. She gets a letter from her ex that just did her dirty, right? This bitch doesn't even read it.
No.
Not only does she not respond, she doesn't even open it.
No.
So no wonder you didn't know if she typed it or she wrote it out with a feather pen, because you didn't even open the fucking letter.
No.
So Madison doesn't even read the letter.
No.
Doesn't even read it. To this day, has not read the letter.
No, and couldn't give less of a fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so shook I forgot what this episode is. Blocking your ex. Yeah, I mean, how many of you can say if you got a letter from your ex, you don't even read that shit? Like, that's fucking wild.
I mean, I was just so, like, in a place where I was like, literally, what in the holy fuck could you have to say to me?
Mm-hmm.
And why the fuck would I care
mm-hmm.
at all?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm fucking happy where I am. Clearly, you fucking aren't.
Mm-hmm.
So keep walking, mm-hmm. you know, like what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, I don't think I'd have that much like power or that much strength to not read the letter. I mean, I might not respond,
yeah.
but to like not even read it, like damn, dude. Like fucking, hey, clapping? clapping for Madison.
Thanks.
Okay, clapping for my co-host.
Thanks.
So yeah, dude, sometimes blocking is just what you have to do. And it's not because you...
Not sometimes, it always is.
Yeah. The answer is always just blocker. And not because you hate them, not because... Right. Maybe some of you do hate them.
Yeah.
But sometimes you love them,
yeah.
so you have to block them.
And also not that you should be like, you know, looking out for this person anymore, but it's also probably better for them too.
Yeah, like, 100%, dude. Like, they know... that it's toxic. You're not, it's not one-handedly like toxic on your end, you know? So it's like, they know.
And you don't want to be the one getting blocked. So fucking yeah, jump the gun on that.
I know. It's like, all right, you guys, let us know. Of course, you're toxic. I mean, I don't even think, I've heard some toxic shit. Like,
oh yeah.
It can get pretty ugly. Like I've heard some
girls
shit.
Girls can be fucking girls ruthless. Are,
yeah.
Dude. Cutthroat.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've seen people like keying cars, like breaking shit in people's houses. Like I was never trying to get to that point, you know?
I don't think we could be friends if you're there.
Oh yeah. No,
I don't really know like how we're friends already.
I know. I don't either. Like, I mean, I constantly ask you to be my friend, but you always say no. And then I like force you to be.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Healthy.
Like, are we toxic? let us know on Instagram. DM us your toxic lesbian stories. We want to know. And also we want you to end it with you blocked her.
Yeah, please. Please do a screen recording of you blocking your most recent ex.
Yeah, yeah.
Tag us.
Then they're going to get jealous and be like, who the fuck is Blake? Who the fuck is Madison?
All the better.
Yeah. all right, well, you guys, we'll see you on the next one. Instagram, Blake_Aaron_ Madison's too long, change it.
Madison, the two E's, stallion, four N's. Too long, change it, I know.
Yeah, and I'm rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
Rate, review, subscribe. Five stars, tell us to fuck off.
Fuck off.
5 stars.
Yup.
All right, see you guys.
Later.